Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
What's going on, guys? Nadeska here on the Everyday Struggle podcast with my guys DJ Academics and Wayno. We got new albums from Trippy Red and Nicki Minaj this past week, but honestly, it feels like the music was completely overshadowed by Nicki's crazy, messy press run. The Queens rapper spent a lot of time defending her lyricism and legacy and eventually beefing with her ex-boyfriend and other media personalities on Twitter. So, let's start with the review of Queen, then stay tuned for a bonus segment where we discuss Nicki saying that having a big label push doesn't mean you're my competition, and Cardi B simultaneously defending herself against criticism that her label bought her career. All right, y'all. So look, we got the printed track list here. I know you guys went through and made notes on every song. Do you want to start going through song by song or give your overall thoughts first, Ak? Let's hear it.
I'll do both. Mm. This album for me, number one, it's a make or break album for Nicki. Nicki's a legend, but this is the moment where people are trying to figure out if you're finished in the game. And it's kind of a harsh reminder of how quickly fans get over you and move on to a new thing. So this was a proven album to show people that, yo, listen, I'm not done, okay? Not only that, skill-wise, I'm still on par with what I've always delivered. So you're just gonna take my little track list, but okay, I guess you
still have to remember, but 19 songs, all right.
So, first of all, it's 18 songs. She really finessed us with a 19. Like, 18 and 19, track 18
it's
and 19
is the
same song. She cut one verse off and put a 19. Streaming shit, I could imagine. Anyway, going into this album, this is what I anticipated, right? We heard when, I guess that was part of the fake rollout or the attempted rollout when she was talking about when she dropped Chun-Li and Barbie Tings, and she did an interview with Zane Lowe, and we saw tears come out, and she was very emotional, and she was trying to just be the bad guy also. You know, she was very open on like her relationship or previous relationship with Meek. I looked to this album to be a very personal album from Nicki. That's what I was expecting. Mm. I really didn't get any really personal songs pretty much until track 15. Mm-hmm. But most of it until then was really her just kind of popping her shit. And I could go down track for track. Like the first track, Ganja Burns, I really liked that one. Track two, not even gonna lie to you, I feel like she ruined it. I feel like that's an Eminem song. Like that. I don't know who the fuck.
No, I want to hear Wayno's input as you go so, track. Yeah. So let's start with Ganja Burns then.
Well, let me say my piece on this album as well, right? This album showed me that I have absolutely no business listening to Nicki's music. The music that she makes is not for my entertainment.
Is it because you're a male?
No, it's not because I'm a male.
And has this changed from her past albums?
This changed from her past albums. I mean, the album that I liked from Nicki most was The Pink Print. I like The Pink Print, and I like her first album.
Which one?
Pink Friday.
Like Fordham.
Yeah, the Reloaded. Is it The Reloaded? No.
The original, probably.
No, that's not the Reloaded album. That's the second album that she did the two versions of, right? First album I like, second album was cool, third album I like. This album, for me, and I'm not knocking how nobody... I understand that she has a core fan base that's going to support her no matter what, rain, sleet, or snow. This shit is not for me. It's not for me at all. I don't have bad things to say about it, but I just accept the fact that this shit is not made for like my ear consumption. Like, if I'm not listening to this for us to speak about it, I'm not listening to it. I'm keeping it that real.
Wayno is very nice with saying something is trash. Jesus Christ. It's not for me.
No, it's not for me.
No.
Because I don't think, listen, everything
even respectfully, if it's not for you, listen, like, you don't feel as good.
I don't think it's not, yeah, to me, it's just not, it's not made for me. Like, I go down the line of, like, albums that I used to like growing up from women rappers. Little Kim Hardcore, Foxy Il Nana, Foxy Black, is it Black China? Or?
I guess here's my question. Do you guys feel like historically she's put out good albums? So you're naming some pretty good rap albums. I feel like Nicki's always put out pop albums, right? I never felt like they were fully rap.
Just so in her bag?
I'm just asking a question. I feel like that. I always say that. When she does records Tokyo like the Barbie Jeans, where she's rapping is dope, she cut it out. But I feel like she always leans a little bit too pop on her full bodies of work. No. So I'm wondering how you guys think this even stacks up compared to the first two projects.
I feel like a lot of veterans this year that dropped albums are dropping the lowest parts of their catalog. Like, this is not the top, even to Drake's album, and I said that before, I don't feel like that's the highest of his catalog. This is not the highest of a catalog. And we could go through almost everybody. A lot of albums came out, Kanye, a lot of albums that came out this year from our veterans is not the top of their game.
You know what? Okay.
Now we can get back into the track list and all of that.
And I agree with you in terms of most of the veterans. I do believe Nicki's rapping on this album more than she's rapped on others. I believe there's less pop songs. And I mean, again, we could go down to track by track. What I will say, I hear more rapping. And you know what I mean? I do think she kind of took like a personal challenge to say, hey, listen, while this might be unpopular now, where we don't champion that women are out here not only rapping, but they're penning their own shit. She made it very clear throughout the album over and over, I'm still one of the only chicks out here, write my shit, still nice with it, and I keep delivering.
But that's bullshit, though. And the reason why I'm going to say that's bullshit is because I wish people stop acting like Rhapsody don't exist. She writes all her shit. She put out a rap album that was nominated for a Grammy.
You know she ain't talking about Rhapsody.
I know, but I'm just saying when we talk about in terms of women who rap, nobody can fuck with her. That, and I'm just saying from a lyrical standpoint. Now, no, she don't make the biggest records, but when she talk about who's writing their shit, who we talking about? Remy write her shit. To my understanding, Remy writes her shit, and Remy can rap. When it comes in terms of rappers, the only person that combats a Remy is a Nicki. It forms a lyricism, right? On that level, on a mainstream type of level. Rhapsody is just as good as a rapper, if not better rapper.
So you're saying it doesn't even hit? Bragging doesn't mean anything here?
Like, bragging, talking about, oh, I write my shit, what does that even mean? Like,
yeah, well clearly...
Cardi. I mean,
yeah, clearly it's the diss to the other person. I believe this whole rollout has been to remind people, before y'all go anointing the princess, the fucking queen, remember the queen ain't died yet. I'm still here.
Before the album had time to breathe, though, Nicki dropped by Hot 97 for an interview where she was understandably pissed off about rumors that her ex-boyfriend Safari had written for her, but things got way uglier than anyone anticipated.
Safari's a liar. Flat out. You know why? Because Safari got on Twitter and he basically said, oh yeah, I've never wrote for you. And I'm like, are you kidding me? To everybody, it feels like you've almost hinted or said directly in certain ways, like, yo, that you have. Now when she's like, she's addressing it, and you know what? As you know, some people might be like, yo, why did she have to do all that? She did make a point, which is very true. She said, listen, for Drake, y'all niggas had to hear reference tracks for y'all to even think that. But I'm a woman, because I'm nice. If you even hear that I have a writer, you believe it, right? You never heard no reference track. You never heard no proof. You hear it from these bum-ass niggas that's been around me, and you believe it. So a lot of people might look at this as doing too much. For me, I look at it as let the truth like rise to the top. I love all this. I love the tea, baby.
Yeah, this has been like you said, it took a sharp left turn yesterday. I didn't see none of this coming. Now the whole thing with the Safari shit and him writing, I don't know if Safari wrote a record. I believe that he is fire.
Yes, fire. Look,
I believe that he had some sort of influence on her. It may have not been writing, but maybe his energy in the room.
So question regarding that. So
Party
I think
was the blunt roller. Okay.
He probably can't even roll blunts well. But anyway, I think he told Christ. Wendy Williams when she asked, like, have you helped Nikki with her work? He said, like, everything, of course. Like, he made it sound like he definitely did. And she brought up the point. When people are in the studio, you get inspiration from everyone. You might hear a hotline, a couple words, and take it. Maybe that's as far as it went, and Safari's just really running with this.
Yo, another thing, Safari is in contention for having the worst year of the year.
You think so? This is probably what he considers his best career year of all time.
Well, I'm talking about, when you look at everything that's been going on this year, him getting robbed, going up to Angie crying, right? Getting kicked out of Dykeman, right? No, seriously. Now, he was not rude.
Yeah, you're right.
He was not rude.
Yo, hold on. I want to counter this whole point you're making, but go ahead.
Now this whole Nikki thing, mm-hmm. with all of this stuff coming out that she's saying, Safari, I don't know who he is. Like, it's like the blankets have been removed, and we starting to find out shit that we never knew. I mean, we all knew he had a fake hairline, though, right?
We're gonna get to the hairline.
Oh yeah, we gotta get to that. Yeah, we're gonna get to that.
By the way, did you see they leak the plug of the hairline?
Help me, y'all.
The number is on there. Like,
all right, let's just get through the tweets then. You know, I don't know why I tried prepping with you. Can we start with these tweets, please? Everything I tell you not to do, you do it. All right, so like a series of back and forth tweets between Nikki and Safari. So here is her saying, you hit me, and Meek asking.
Not today. I need you to get your ratchet voice on. Get out of journalist mode.
Hey.
I need you to get on ratchet mode and read these tweets the queen.
How about this?
Addressing the peasants who are trying to get at her.
Please pull up the tweets. Axe going to read them while he sips his tea. I'm just going to sit back for a second. Let's go.
Hold up, man. I loved all this shit. Bitch, you hit me and Meek asking us to get your dick pic from someone, LOL.
Oh, no. That's
you were
the worst
with your
voice
dick.
Ever.
No, I'm sorry.
You were so trash. Yeah, Come on, wait, don't pick it up.
I'm not ratchet. I can't be like Nikki.
All I can hear through all of this, I can hear clapping hands.
Oh, word. Yes.
It's a lot of...
Bitch, you hit me.
Every period. Let's see the rest of the tweets. All right, so like this went on. And she started. Then she started hitting him like, look, I should have never paid for that.
Never paid for that goddamn hairline.
It fell back out because God don't like ugly. What? Let's please keep going. Poor
Tiger shit ain't fall back.
Tiger just catching a collateral L for no reason. Tiger shit didn't fall back out.
I didn't like this. This is probably the least favorite part of that. Tiger's literally been living his best life. He's been avoiding L's.
Yeah, Tiger been doing good.
He got a top 10 song. He bounced back literally. You know what I mean? Ever since him and, you know what I mean, his situation with Kylie, like that shit is off. He's been doing well.
Minding his own business, just trying to get his Cardi verse.
Of course, trying to get fucking waves.
Then he's trending. But look, Tiger did respond.
You're right.
The plug, Wayno.
Oh, yeah.
Write this
lit.
Down real quick.
I'm definitely, listen, y'all send me that tweet. I need that. We're going to bring these waves back out.
Yeah, but back to the drama. So I want to end the lyrics conversation.
Right.
Where do we end this? Can we say once and for all that we don't feel like anyone has written for Nikki? She deserves that respect, period.
I feel like Nikki, the problem is that she's done so much that I'm not going to say she's not giving nobody no credit. Because I don't know. We got to read these fucking credits and see who's in there and all of that shit. Is Safari in the credits?
He is. He showed a royalty check. Well, you know, sometimes...
He executive produced one of the albums, didn't he?
But is that based on them being together or is that based on him actually doing work? See, that's the question I got.
And this is where I think personally each person got to almost make your own assumption because we weren't there, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I gave him a credit for a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Except I looked at it like I always said he wrote the whack shit for Nikki because I was listening to his shit. I'm like, the flow kind of there, it sounds similar to what Nikki would say, except it's just not hot. You feel me? Like, it's not hot. What? So I always thought he wrote some shit, mm-hmm. right? After seeing this and seeing how he basically folded, Nikki's a liar. He's a liar. You get me? And ain't no way I could even go ahead and still even think that because he didn't defend himself against she. Yo, she literally called other niggas up on an interview like, yo, ain't this bum-ass nigga lying?
Yep.
Right.
She did the most. And he didn't even be like, yo, wait. You don't remember the second verse or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, I wrote that.
Yeah, because if I wrote that shit, I'd have definitely would have threw that at her. I would have definitely threw that at her.
All right. So I'm going to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
And be 100% honest.
Mm-hmm.
Before everything that unfolded yesterday, did you ever believe that he wrote for her in some capacity.
I believe that he wrote for her in some sort of capacity. Until, yeah, but I didn't think that, because writing for somebody and giving somebody some sort of influence is two different things. Mm-hmm. You could be in the studio and give somebody an idea.
Yep.
That doesn't mean that you wrote for them, but they might give you credit just for giving them the idea, because that's production, essentially, right? I thought that he wrote. I did believe that he probably had wrote something for her at one point or another, but I never questioned if Nicki was a dope rapper. Like, I always thought she was a dope rapper, but I did believe that he had some sort of influence, if not writing bars, some sort of energy or influence in it.
And you know, this is definitely not directed to you, because I've never heard that sentiment from you. Mm. But I've seen a lot of people yesterday, after Nicki really went to clarify, Everybody started, like, backtracking, like, a lot of people, the talk on Twitter, and I ain't on Twitter that much, but the talk a lot of times on Twitter, when people were discussing Nicki's music over the last couple of years, They would always say, her music sound better when she was with Safari, kind of almost insinuating that Safari was so influential on either writing the raps, the music, or the sound, That it was fire when Safari was there.
And understandably, they would only do that to a woman, and of course, that gets under her skin as well.
Well, people do that with men as well, like when certain people aren't in the
circle. But it's usually like,
but not writing.
When you're out of the relationship, like when Tyga is not with Kylie, his music's better. But with her, it's like, oh, when you were Safari, it was hotter.
Yeah. Now,
I could see how that gets under her skin.
Yeah.
A lot of those people were backtracking. Nobody yesterday said, you know what? Damn, we gave this nigga so much credit for shit he didn't do.
Right. I think that's unfair, because I think that that's why Nicki gets so upset, because she's very passionate about her music.
Right.
No matter the level of it now versus the level of it then, she's just passionate about her music. I thought that he did write shit, but it turns out he didn't write anything. But I do believe he has some sort of influence in her life if she was writing records. Mm-hmm. Like, when you got certain people in your life, you're just doing things a certain way. Now, I'm not crediting him for her career at all, but there was something there.
It's the same way I feel like if Jay or Beyonce are recording an album, The other person's in the studio,
Absolutely. You're
going to have some input.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's not...
Safari, you lie,
yeah,
man.
It's not
the only reason I checked out Safari's music, because I thought he was a ghostwriter for Nicki. So I'm like, I always like checking out the ghostwriter shit. That's why I listen to Quentin Miller first.
I thought it was a Jamaican connection.
Come on, man. That nigga born in Jamaica.
But Safari's so extra. Of course, his first tweet's like, no one goes up to flex to do interviews. You should be up there. And he drops his freestyle. Yo, he's so ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Wait, hold on. Look at this tweet.
You hold on to everything. Hey, and by the way, there's a DJ Self connection. I need to know what the fuck is going on with Nicki and Love & Hip Hop, because she aired out everybody. Mm. Okay? Every cast member, the only person that didn't get it is Mona Scott. Okay? But it felt like a Love & Hip Hop reunion show yesterday.
I will say this. From seeing what Safari, all that shit he said back to her, What she's saying to him, they still love each other.
It's how could you not love someone they that still you dated love each for 12 other, years? I don't think that ever disappeared.
I mean, I believe
like
they still love each other.
Under the bullshit?
Yeah, they're never going to not... exactly.
We don't want to see them back together.
They're not. I don't think they're going to be back together, but That's love, yo. That's love.
You wouldn't be so angry and riled up if there wasn't some love. Anyway, can we pull up? It did get a little bit dark with this Safari tweet where... He said, allegedly, you know, she cut him he had to go to the hospital on a stretcher and said he tried to take his life. This got a little...
Oh, wow.
Right. It's like you want to make the jokes about the hairline and we're talking about lyrics, but then this gets in there and...
He's talking to the police.
Hey, you know what's funny, though? Like, listen, this is the age that we're not tolerating no type of domestic abuse unless it's done to Safari. That's all they're clowning this. Niggas was clowning this. Like, and I'm a, you know, people are like, yo, Ak, you're not gonna point this out. I'm like, yo, honestly, nobody's gonna be like sobbing over Safari getting cut by Nicki Minaj. Okay.
Nobody.
But the good thing is,
nobody sobs over domestic violence that happens to men, period. Mm. Domestic violence that happens to men is not a serious issue for anybody, because people always look like, you're a man, like, you should be able to defend yourself, right? But nah, seriously, that's how it's looked at. But when I seen this shit, I just was like, all right, now this shit done got way too out of hand. Yeah. But again, Queen is the album, right?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
These are not queen-like actions.
Right.
These are not queen-like actions.
I'm torn on that, and maybe just because I love the drama.
That's definitely because you love the drama.
That's because you love the drama.
I think her turning up to defend her lyricism and her
absolutely
100,000% valid. But when we're getting to this sort of relationship and it's getting so nasty on Twitter, I don't know if it's...
Okay, if you look at it, and maybe I'm playing devil's advocate, but I did look at it in this frame of vision because I think she doesn't look as erratic as some might say, because you know, Safari even threw it in there, like maybe it's just mad over themselves that's coming out, which of course is a little bit low blow, right? But if Nikki has been seeing the tides turn on her, and she's seen people who have been around her almost take the stance of rocking with anyone who opposes her, start put out narratives that doesn't help her, and she stayed kind of quiet about most things. You remember, even most notably, the motorsport thing.
Yeah.
She was seen as the bad guy. Apparently, in reality, she was getting bullied because there was another artist who was dating a nigga whose group song it was and whose label she had songs with. So, Nikki, she's probably tired of, and again, weird position for her, but she's tired of, like, false narratives going out there, right? So, of course, the first one you got to get to is, even now, we're still talking about me writing. I'm a 10-year veteran. I'm doing a radio interview. We're still talking about me not writing. Let's put this to bed. And let's be honest. Let's even bring Drake into it, because I want to make this a man or woman thing. If Drake, when he had his interview post that whole situation with Meek, had said, fuck all this, man. Y'all really think I ain't right? Let me really put all the facts out. If anybody has anything to say that is contrary to what I'm saying, let it come out now. Because that's what Nikki's saying. If anybody wrote some shit for me, Gucci Wayne, anybody who's been, say it right motherfucking now.
Yep.
And you have to applaud her for that.
Although Nikki is looking at some potentially low album sales for Queen's first week, it seems like Cardi B is also dealing with some issues of her own. Responding to criticism that her label bought her career, with Funk Flex doing his best to instigate this even further. All right, guys, so we know Nikki is currently on her promo run for Queen. She's doing a lot of defending of her legacy, of her stats. And meanwhile, Cardi B is out here sort of defending herself, like fans accusing her of having a career that the label bought entirely. And Funk Flex, of course, had to jump in. So he said on Instagram, let's be clear, Cardi's team and many other artists in the beginning of their career pay DJs to play records and say that they are hot. He's saying he never took any money for it, so he doesn't have to speak on it. Is this something that we all know is super common in the industry? Is it even bad at this point?
I mean, people always known about payola and all of that, but I want to know why Flex even said it, because for the records that she was dropping, if they was asking to be played, that's not the records that popped off. Like, the record that popped off was Bodak Yellow, which probably had a whole radio plan. Like, what people don't understand is that when you sign on a label, you have a radio budget, right? To do promo at radio and stuff. Now, under the table money, I don't know if that's exactly what he's talking about. That is what he's talking about, right? You think under the table?
Honestly, I think she's talking about, listen, Cardi really, she might have been on a label, but also here's the thing. I remember Cardi even saying some shit about, in terms of when she was just starting, she like took money that she made like stripping and shit like that.
Yeah.
And kind of invested into her music career. And you know what I mean? Like this whole thing of payola, like all this shit is payola, from a label doing it to
Dudes in the street.
Yeah. Like, because what a label does is they're going to get these radio promotion people, and then they basically do almost the same little
back. They do the same thing from a corporate standpoint.
Yeah, they just have like a veil in front of them. Now, with Flex saying it, this is my only thing. If you're going to single out Cardi, call out the DJs.
Call out the dudes, too.
So-and-so, who worked at my station, he took money from her. Because you're throwing her into the fire. Because, again, Flex is right. A lot of artists do that type of shit.
Absolutely.
But why just call her out, not the other artists? And also, if you're going to call that incident out, why not call the people that received the money?
Right. Your peers, basically. Right. Exactly. Right.
So again, when Cardi's saying that her career wasn't bought, to your point, I agree with it. She was doing a regular tactic like everyone does. Like, there's hella people who they're trying to get on. They got a record that's kind of popping. And they either use their money or some street money to try to get a little traction to it.
Absolutely.
Now, if it didn't work, it didn't work. But shit, it may have got her to look like, oh, I'm on the radio and I could Instagram. But right. That's about pretty much it. But that wasn't what really got her off.
And payola comes in a lot of different forms. I mean, like, when you listen to a lot of the guys who talked about, like, different artists coming up in the 90s, they would send bottles to the DJ's table. You know what I mean? Like, they would send them gifts. That's just how people do shit. I mean, if people try to use that, or they think that that's their advantage and they have access to it, then that's what they're going to use. Which, end of the day, of course, we want everybody to have a fair shot at getting their record played, but we all know that that's not how the shit goes. We all know that's not how it works. Who you affiliate yourself with and who you work with is what gets you in certain doors, is what gets your records played. And just emphasizing on that, okay, Flex, you may have not taken money, but like you said, if your peers did it, then where does that put them in the game as DJs?
Right. And why does this all feel so personal? So him and Nicki just had their long interview where they made up and everything's all good, and here he comes attacking Cardi. It just seems like he inserts himself to instigate a little bit too much.
Right. Well, Flex does come from the school of, like, real hip-hop, right? So, like, he's always shown that he has a distaste for anyone who doesn't write their records, and Cardi falls under that category. But here's the thing, right? With Cardi's career, Cardi literally, like, I mean, she pretty much didn't, I don't even know what I was saying.
She's honest about it, is the thing. It's not like she's pretending that she's writing all these rhymes and she's not. She's so blatant, I'm here, I'm having fun, I'm making great songs.
Go ahead, because I got something I want to say about
this. This is what I'm saying. Like, I think, when we hear, oh, the label paid for your career, there's a term called industry plant. And industry plant kind of means you're only in the position you're in because of the label, right? And of course, there are situations that's why you signed to a label. They're supposed to facilitate, but let's not act like Bodak Yellow didn't do the job.
Right. Let's not act like it's not job. A really good song.
Everything changed after that.
And secondly, I think what Nicki's really even alluding to a little bit, and also, you know what I mean, everybody who keeps saying pain, whatever, because we hear that now. Oh, Cardi's paying the blogs. Cardi's paying such and such personality who likes her. Cardi B, unlike Nicki, from everybody who's dealt with both, they say Cardi B's a really likable person.
Yep.
Likeability helps and it goes a long way.
It goes a long way.
So when people like being around this person, you know what? An opportunity comes up.
Well, here's how I feel about the whole writing thing, right? Now, if Cardi was proclaiming to be the best rapper, or I'm the best rap artist coming out of New York, then that's a different conversation. Because you know who we don't mention about being a dope rapper coming out of New York? Young M.A. Mm-hmm. Young M.A. can write. You know what I mean? She has a different look, you know what I mean, that we're not used to, but she can rap amongst a lot of these dudes, right? Now, if Cardi was proclaiming to be the top rap artist as far as like, yo, I got better bars than anybody, yeah, we got an issue here. But I kind of look at Cardi to an extent like almost like an R&B singer. No, none of these R&B singers write any of their shit, and none of them are held accountable, because rap and R&B singing is just two totally different worlds, right? But Cardi is not, she's not jumping out there to be the number one rapper. She's just having fun being an entertainer. But with all of this shit happening, I feel like it's getting very, very, very close to somebody's gonna say somebody's name. Either Cardi's gonna say Nicki's name, or Offset is gonna be like, all right, enough is enough. Somebody's gonna say somebody's name.
Offset already kind of put it out there already, and he didn't say Nicki's name directly, but yeah, I mean, that's what it is, though. Like, you're 100% right with that. Like, it's kind of getting to that point, but I just wanna say, yo, you can't knock Cardi for the things that make her good. The reason why she blew up on Instagram is that she made it seem like she was an everyday chick. Like, she comes on online. How many times have you seen this chick without makeup, just woke up, fucking boogers in her nose? Like,
she had a million followers, but my fault, cut you off, my fault. Like, but she had a million followers before we started getting into her music. She was I was following Cardi when she was a stripper. Yeah. And like she would be in the locker room making jokes on the girls and having fun and doing little silly shit. And people fell in love with that personality. Now, when she got signed to a label, I'm not going to lie, I was one of the first people that did not take it serious.
No, that's the thing. No one took her seriously.
And that's why she's trying so hard.
Exactly. And when Bodak came out, it took off and she's been out here working hard. So it's funny, this likability thing comes up so much. And I feel like artists, like when we have the conversation with Russ, they disregard it. It's like, my music, it's cool and it's legendary and it's going to last. Like, yeah, but not really. Like, likability goes a long, long way.
And Nicki
right now, especially watching this entire promo run, she doesn't come off as very likable ever.
On the whole promo run, she don't sound focused on Nicki. Like honestly, she sounds focused on everything else.
It just doesn't embody the Queen, again, with the Queen album title, none of the behavior and the promo run is not really matching up. It's a little bit too defensive, I feel like.
Right.
Cardi B, even though sometimes she does a little bit too much, because she'd be like, yeah, I remember when I recorded this song, my belly was hurt, my voice was gone. It's like, geez, girl, you don't even...
We get it.
But she got on Instagram Live, and I think it's just really in direct response to people, like, it was growing louder, that opinion that, oh, her career is bought. And she was just trying to tell people how much she was struggling to get on before she got on. And then I think she really drove home the point that, listen, some things you cannot buy.
Yep.
You cannot buy the people. You can't. And the people right now who seemingly are rooting for the underdog, which is she still the underdog, but they're rooting for her, you can't buy that. And you could think that you're like, some people might be, oh, you could program it. You can't program people really liking someone.
That's the intangible that's worth everything.
One of the times I talked to Cardi B, I remember saying this to her. Is this pre-Bodak Yellow post? I think it was post. But I was like, listen, I always root for you as a creator, because as someone who's an internet creator myself, like, despite now you're a musician, like, I root for you because, you know what? Most of these people, they love you. Like, this music shit is ancillary. Like, yeah, okay, that's cute, but we like you. Mm-hmm. And that's worth a lot. I think Nicki could probably take a little piece of that. And actually, by the way, I will say her opening herself up to do more interviews, like, you know, sometimes people get to that Drake, Rihanna level where they don't even want to do interviews. Mm-hmm. They feel so secluded. You don't even feel like you even know them outside of the music anymore. She's opening herself out by going to these outlets, but it might be a little too late, because number one, when you go to these outlets, you're not vulnerable.
That's what I'm saying. It's not like she's opening up in that way. It just comes off as aggressive and angry and defensive.
Yeah, you're coming off as bitchy. You're coming off as entitled. You're coming off as not really having conversation. Like, she talked to Flex, and the whole time it looked like she was talking down to Flex.
Rolling her eyes.
You get me? So when you're looking at that type of, like, body language and behavior, it was like, it's almost someone that you almost can't relate to, and you're not gonna root for, especially when she's in a part of her career. She needs you to root for her.
Yeah, man. I mean, we gotta see how this pans out the next 4 months, because we only got 4 months left in the year.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
We only got 4 months left in the year. The next 4 months is gonna be very interesting to see how all of this Queen shit goes. What I'm noticing with just albums and album rollouts, a lot of the ones that aren't living up to, like, the critical acclaim of, like, what everybody thinks them to be are just being forgotten about. I mean, we seen a lot of big moments this year, but a lot of these albums is, like, we forgot they even dropped. So let's see if this whole thing even lasts, or if we even talking about her next month.
Hey,
and that's no shade.
No, that's absolutely.
And I guess we could end with this on a question note. If Cardi B wasn't around or wasn't a thing, yeah, I think that Nicki... And I'm not even going to, like, focus on numbers or anything. Because for what Nicki's image is, her numbers, I don't think, ever matched. Nicki always, she looks bigger than life. She looks like she sells 500,000 or more, maybe a million. Right? But her numbers was never that. Right? Of course, she's a woman. Female rap is different. Would she have pushed her album back this much? Like, I feel like everything she's doing is only because there's the competitor. I think she could have did decent numbers. She's on a hit song. It's still perception-wise, it looks the same.
What if she waited till 2019 to release the project? Like,
quiet.
Cardi cooled down a little bit. You think it would have been too quiet for her?
I don't, because the thing is like, I feel like when I was in Atlanta and I was using the studio, like, they was like, yeah, Cardi about to be here tonight. And I'm like, yo, ain't she about to drop the baby any day? So, like, Cardi's not letting up. Mm. So I don't think even...
So she had to fit in.
Like, Cardi is not... I think Cardi waited so long for this moment that she's going to... She about to go on her 10-year run.
Right, she's about to open the VMAs.
I don't know about 10 years. But for her, you know, when an artist is really hot,
yeah,
you got to give them the next 2-3. She's going to have that.
You don't think she got at least 5?
And just think, it doesn't have to be just
Bodak
music, right?
Like what,
you might be able to say
two?
10 years if you're talking about, like he said, Cardi as a creator in general. It doesn't have to be just music.
It's so, let me tell you this, man. In early 2017, I thought Fetty was gonna last till 2025.
Right. But she got more things working on her side than Fetty. Way more things working on her side than Fetty. Like the
honestly, I love Fetty music more than.
You from Jersey, you should. But at
not even. I'm telling you.
But it never felt like the machine behind Fetty was as smart as Cardi's.
He was signing 300.
You're right. this is the diva rollout. Princess about to be queen going through the stages type of thing.
Right.
Like Fetty didn't get a Super Bowl look. He didn't have Bernie Sanders tweeting about him,
However, let's just be clear though. Things change quickly.
Facts.
You could be hot, then you drop a record, doesn't really connect. You know what?
That's why it's important to be likable, right?
We're going to give you another chance.
It's important to be likable.
And then as soon as they kind of realize, and you know what usually shortens that window you have to like get one?
Yeah.
Some new person that got one.
Absolutely. I think this is a different conversation, but I think the thing that hurt Fetty is that he made too much money too fast. I mean, he looked like I used to go all the way to his IG, like all the way to the beginning pitches, and he was on his grind. But when it happened, it happened so big and it happened so fast. And we always talk about like money. Money changes everything. And I think like that the money came so fast. I don't think he knew how to handle it. So he kind of lost a bit of that creativity that made you like the 6-7-9 Boys or My Way. Like none of those songs even sounded like a scratch of what he was doing before. And he wasn't putting out bad music, you know. So I mean, with Cardi, I just feel like with her, you know, of course. She has a kid with Offset. As long as Offset is hot, she gonna be hot. Like for real.
The kid
is gonna add another level of likability too. She's reaching a whole new demo. It's crazy.
You know what? Listen, you know how women, and by the way, I believe Cardi's like breaking ground in terms of being a pregnant, popping chick.
Word.
But
rapper too.
I wonder if some of this, you know what I mean? It feels like bitterness with Nicki is because she sacrificed so much of her personal life for this career, and now she's a little bit up there now. And while, you know what I mean, she didn't get to enjoy both at the same time, and that's all she has to fall back on now. And she might see she's losing a grasp of it. Who knows? But I will say
that's interesting. She did a rap on, I believe it was the Pink Print or something, that as long as in a few years I'm taking my kid to kindergarten, preschool, don't quote me exactly,
but that
sentiment. So you're right. And I hope she does find happiness and does have kids and build a family if she wants. You know what I mean? Like maybe it's time to take some time off music and focus on that.
Yeah. Hey, and the last thing I want to say is that in terms of like 10-year career, I'm not giving nobody a 10-year
career. Because you're smart. Things change too quickly.
Things are changing fast.
Put it like this. And even though, you know, I love and I rock with Uzi. Uzi came out in 2015. It's 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, even he said he gave himself 3 years. Mm-hmm. But 3 years now, we're kind of listening to be like, okay, you gave us the EXO tour life in that album. But what is this? Is this going to be something that takes you to the next level? Are you going to remain stagnant or maybe, you know, it wasn't as good as the last one?
Well, if he doesn't last with music, he's always got a career in weird fashion. So
lead a cult, right?
He could definitely lead a cult.
Would you join the cult?
I'm good on cults.
I'm good on the cult, too.
Yeah, I don't do any of that. I like to be alone, academics.
Act, tell me how the cult works out for you.
All right, guys, that's our show for the week. We'll catch you here every Friday on the Everyday Struggle podcast.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.